Welcome to the Founders Focus Podcast, an open conversation with TechCore founder Gary Beach and those who care about the future of technology. For more than 25 years, TechCore has worked to ensure K through 12th grade students in the United States have equal access to technology programs, skills, and resources that enhance early learning and prepare them for college or career. Founders Focus invites you along for the journey as we examine technology and how it impacts the way we work and live.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of TechCore's Founders Focus podcast. My name is Gary Beach and I am founder of TechCore. For nearly three decades of service, TechCore has positively altered the lives of tens of thousands of young people, creating a living testament to President George H.W. Bush's memorable description of nonprofits as a, quote, a brilliant diversity spread like stars, like a thousand points of light, close quote. Marjorie Mendez, a proud TechCore graduate and currently employed as a technology analyst at Nationwide Insurance, is one of those points of light in the firmament. And today she is our special guest on the Founders Focus podcast, where she's going to share her insights about her amazing journey with you, our audience. Marjorie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's great to see you. Let's get right to the question set, if we could. According to a 2023, so it's relatively recent, code.org study, 57% of high schools offer some sort of an introductory foundational computer science course. If you could take a moment as we start to describe your access to computer science in your high school.
Yeah, so when I went to high school, not that I knew of, I didn't see any computer science courses, or it wasn't until later on in like my junior year of high school, I had access to computers, but it wasn't for specifically like technology-based anything. It was just to do work, like homework. And especially now, as you saw from COVID, that a lot of kids transferred into working from their laptops or their Chromebooks. That was more new when I was going into high school.
How many courses did your high school offer in computer science?
So we didn't get any offers. So what I did, I went to a career academy and they did multimedia design. So what we used the computers for were mainly like graphic design, using the Adobe Suite Cloud. That's what we mainly use the computers for.
Okay. You mentioned home. What access to technology did you have at your home in terms of Wi-Fi, smartphones, laptops, you name it? What were you able to use when you were working at home or just at home?
So when I first, like my first class when I was in TechCore, before that, me and my brother used to walk to the library to get Wi-Fi from the library. My mom gifted me like a little flip phone, and then I was able to download episodes of my favorite show and they come back from the library. That was like my first way of like learning how to like navigate through something technological.
How far was that library from your home?
Oh, like maybe 2 miles. Brother. Yeah. So me and my brother used to, there's this dead mall. It was the Westland Mall. So, you know, that place has been gone for a while. And there's like a big hole in the fence. So we would have to walk across where we used to live, walk through that fence, then like past the highway, then you can get to the library.
No, that's amazing. What you did. So it reminds me of the Joni Mitchell song. I forget the title, but it was that they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. what technology role models did you have at home and at school or friends?
So outside of TechCorp, I really didn't have any role models. Technology was just something that was available if I wanted it enough. So if I wanted to use it, I would have to go to the library, or if we were lucky enough, there were computers at school, but they were specifically, now that I remember, there were computer programs, but like it was like a special way to sign up and I didn't realize it. Nobody told me about it. So I didn't really have that much access to computers until I was in TechCorp.
That's great. Maybe we can talk a little bit later on. I'd like to mention, bring up again the whole aspect of role models and mentor, which I think are very important. Let's get to our second question. While Black and Latino students have equal interest in computer science education, as you mentioned a moment ago on your how you trekked to the library, they often face social barriers in learning about computer science, such as we just mentioned, lack of role models and lack of learning materials and curriculum that reflect their shared life experiences, particularly in the language that they primarily understand. Tell me more what it was like growing up at home. How did your cultural and heritage experiences factor into the technology journey that you are currently on?
So growing up at in my home, it was all about my parents immigrated here. So they come from basically a war-torn country to come to America to find freedom and find the American dream, and they want the best for their children. But what I really liked about my family is that hard work was everything, but it didn't matter where you put that hard work in. So they always encouraged us to go anywhere we wanted. Some of my cousins ended up being engineers or real estate agents, and while I dove in deep into technology, and I was just encouraged because that's just something Marjorie's good at, so she should keep going.
You had wonderful parents. They gave you a gift that you'll be using for the rest of your lives. Tell me more. What obstacles did you face then and overcome? You mentioned it a moment ago in the question, but maybe you could expound a little bit more, on it to bring you where you are today.
Well, maybe the lack of resources and like to be able to access technology, but the opportunities were always there. I always, because of how I grew up, we're always looking for something. So when I used to go to the main office of the school to look for like maybe a way to like there's a lot of programs for lower income families, like things for utilities or food resources. But while I was there, I was able to find the TechCorp flyer. So always looking out for those opportunities and having that eye for that is something, maybe a barrier put that in the way, but it gave me a new skill to always, my eye is now attuned to find opportunities.
You certainly seem to be a person who looks at something as a glass being half full rather than half empty. From that same code.org survey we mentioned a moment ago, we know that the percentage of females in high school foundational computer science classes has been stuck at about 31% for the last 3 years. Just an aside, I've been in the tech industry for about 40. And that 31% is either in the magazines I worked on or what have you, it's always been in that 25 to 30% time for decades. So getting back to the question, in fact, males are twice as likely, more likely to take foundational computer science classes as at females. So how were young your experience, your initial experiences with TechCorp? How did you observe what how were young girls and women encouraged to work alongside boys and young men through Tech Corps programs?
Well, for me, it wasn't a thing maybe about gender, but it was definitely a way the learning environment, TechCorp. I'm a person who really thrives in places where they teach me something and then gives me a sandbox to be able to try anything, and that's what TechCorp was. You didn't get it, the grades didn't matter. You were there because you wanted to learn something or gain something. Because there was incentives, but those incentives were just something to draw you in. And then when you realize the possibilities that technology could bring, we were all equals. It didn't matter if we were a boy or girl. The environment was perfect for students to learn.
That's awesome. How are you supported and encouraged to develop your technical workforce and personal skills when you were first participating in Tech Corps?
So what I really enjoyed the most about TechCorp were the hands-on opportunities because experience beats almost everything. You can study, 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 and learn the theory and concepts of something, but once you are doing it and are having a difficult time and you're running into problems, that's when real learning is happening. But at the same time, you're working with a team. You're working with other students that you've seen around your school, but you never talked to before. You probably wouldn't have talked to otherwise. And now we're all brought together for similar reasons to learn something new and have fun at it, and you get rewarded. It was like a game.
So it sounds, we have these question set, but I'd be remiss not to ask you this. It's not one of the questions, but I just sense it. The trajectory that we talked about earlier, TechCore seems like it has set you on or helped you. You always had the skills and the desire and the upbringing with your wonderful parents, but it certainly sounds like the collegial experience you got in Tech Course certainly is a part of your fiber now, will be for the rest of your personal and career lives.
And that's why I'm always grateful for TechCourt, for the amazing teachers I found there. Now I can't even remember it saddens me, but I can't even remember their faces, because at the time I was just having so much fun. I wasn't thinking about the future. I wasn't thinking, oh, what this is giving me. I was thinking, I'm just having fun. So
No.
that's
That's
what I liked about it.
always good. And again, talking about challenges, we talked about the gender aspect. According to Pew Research, which is a very well-respected research organization, only about 8% of people in computing jobs in the United States are Hispanic, and only 7% are Black. That compares, by the way, to in the overall workforce, 19% of jobs are held by men and women with Hispanic background, and 14% African American. What was the thinking about that? What was it about TechCorps programs that made you, a young Hispanic woman, feel you make you feel so connected?
I think because when you grow up, you're only accustomed to a certain bubble, and you learn certain things, and you're always around the same people who think similarly to you and come from the same backgrounds as you. So when I went into Tech Corp and I was introduced to this new world of like being able to program robots, and we're making them race down the school hallways, or thinking about all the possibilities that could be, I had a lot of curiosity as a kid. So now I have access to this big World Wide Web, which was Google. Any question that I had, I could just answer it like that. I think the times were changing, and I perfectly stumbled upon a great opportunity, and it just helped me grow. So what I'm trying to get at is that because I was exposed to it, I think that's why I had a lot of skills from it. But I know that if more people were exposed to it in a way that would they'll understand, they would also get into technology, because technology is everywhere around us, and it's not for specific nerdy people who like techie stuff. It's for anyone. Anybody could use these tools and help improve their lives.
Now, talking about those tools, just an aside, you're mentioning Google. At Nationwide, are you working on anything in the chat AI, GPT, Perplexity, whatever? Are you looking into that at the company you're working at?
Yeah, so what I really enjoy about Nationwide is they're also very forward-thinking. They're already putting programs out for. One thing I love about working at Nationwide is that if you want to learn something, they will give you the resources to do that. And that's something I absolutely love about this job. So I'm already in classes with other Nationwiders. We're learning about Gen AI. They already have some integrations with Copilot, which is Microsoft's chat. So many, I could talk about that all day.
I can see the excitement, enthusiasm in your face. It's a, if I could just add a contextual aspect to what you're going through now. When I was working in the workforce and publisher of technology magazines. Right around the time we founded TechCore, the World Wide Web was just introduced. And I would go to conferences and people would be on stage talking about this World Wide Web with links to this and links to that. And those of us in the audience are going, what? What is this? It's never going to work. Businesses will never adopt it. Well, that was not the case. And you're in that same, and that was 30 years ago. And the web has grown and grown and grown, mostly good. Sometimes, we all think it's a little bit too connected. But it's great to see you and see the enthusiasm you have for generative AI and was it predictive engineering or whatever that it, yeah. it's
go ahead. Can I add one thing?
Just yeah, sure.
We can go to the next question. But what I find so amazing is that once you get more into technology, you're like, oh, the big revolutionary stuff like happened in the 90s with like the first Mac computer. But now I'm finally at the time of my life where this huge revolution is happening before my eyes and right. I could be part of that wave. So that's exciting for me for sure. Like being one of the first people to learn about Gen AI and finding ways for applications for daily use, not only in work, but personal. It's very exciting.
I could see it in your face, and you were so lucky. Someone like yourself, with an amazing future and horizon, and just looking at things in a positive way. What 5 years from now is going to amaze turn into what happened in 2024. We've been talking here about technology skills, but one of the things I've written about and talked about in my career are what I would call the 4 C's, not SEAS, but collaborative curriculum, soft skills, some people call them. And I don't particularly like the term soft skills, but the 4 C's are communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. How are you dealing with, we've talked about the technology side, what kind of importance do you place on these 4 C's of communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking?
So outside of TechCorp, I felt that maybe school wasn't helping me at all when it came to like trying to find what I really wanted to do in this world or to things that like seriously satisfy my curiosity. So I'm glad I had access to technology that I'm able to do all these things. Like you said, like the internet's very connected now, maybe even more than we want it to be. And I know but just like any tool, it's neutral. So it depends on the person who uses it. And for me, having the vast amount of knowledge out there for anything that I wanted to learn when it came like to doing my hair or advice I wanted, something that's more personalized to me, sometimes that information you just can't find around the corner. And then now using all this knowledge, I can do whatever I wanted to. Now the sky is the limit because I have the knowledge. Now I can just apply it however I liked. And when it came to collaboration specifically, I was always surrounded by people and I never had much trouble like communicating with others. So I always felt like if I needed to work with someone, I could do it and we can find a mutual understanding and we can work well. But if I needed to, I do prefer doing things on my own because I like discovering things. My brain goes this way, it goes that way. So I feel like I might give people whiplash.
No, that's okay. You're curious. I mean, curiosity is, you can make it a 5C.
Yeah.
Good going on the 5th C. I'd like to drill down a little bit more. Maybe you can expound on it. There's several pathways, on-ramps, so to speak, into computer science careers, including internships and certifications, which you've done these in 2 and 4 year post-secondary degrees. If you could expound on how you did that, explain it to someone who's listening to this podcast on what your steps were. That'd be good.
Like any person, you're not when you're still young or even younger, you don't know what you want to do. So I was thankful to have the knowledge at Tech Corp because I went to the Tech Corp classes multiple times. I did the after school programs like 3 times, and then I did some summer programs as well. And after that, I was like, technology is fun, but I never thought of it as a serious career pathway. So after I went to a specialized high school for multimedia. So I went into video production right after high school. I was able to get an apprenticeship. But after COVID happened, I got laid off. So that dream kind of like was completely stopped there. And I was hoping to embark on a different path to learn new things because having different perspectives, I feel like always help someone. But then I remembered when I was in Tech Corp, somebody from this program called Perskolis came in one time and said, I was like 16. They were like, when you turn 18, you can join our program after high school. So I remembered about that program. So as I was on unemployment, I was able to join Perskolis while still, because I was already an adult and I was helping out my family at the time. Right. So I was able to keep up with my responsibility of like, because we live in this world and there's things to do. not everything could just be fun. I was able to sustain myself while going through Perskolis, and then landed my first tech job. Was actually, I used to work at like a warehouse putting computer parts for like a big assembly line, and they kind of tricked us because they said it was more technology based. You were gonna learn things, but it was really just an assembly line.
Right.
But Perskolis gave me another chance to go through the Nationwide Apprentice Program, and that's how I was able to get into Nationwide as an apprentice, and then later on be hired on. So it just goes to show that like life is not very linear; it goes up and down. And maybe I was taking another pathway, but then I ended up back here. And that's it. That's how I think it goes for a lot of people. There was never like a set path I was like striving towards, but there was like things I wanted to learn and accomplish, and then I just kind of ended up here. But I'm very happy to be here.
You are. Using a well-known phrase at Nationwide, Nationwide is on your side, as we know, with the football players. Yeah. But if you could, you kind of mentioned it a couple of moments ago on you're working with generative AI. Tell us a little bit about your job at Nationwide. You're a technology analyst?
No. Yeah, well, now I'm a senior technology analyst.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And when this podcast airs, you'll probably get us another job raise. Right, congratulations. Tell us what you do as senior technology analyst.
So I work on the ServiceNow platform, which is our ITSM tool. I mainly work as a ServiceNow like implementer. So we try to work off like best practices and processes for different teams. So when they have needs or they need something changed, it comes to my team. And then I work with stakeholders to find out what would be the best solutions and make sure they have coverage from the beginning of the process to the end. So like end-to-end delivery. I really do enjoy that too, because it's a lot of problem solving and you get to work with a lot of people who do a lot of different things. So you always learn something new when you're working on every single project.
That's great. And your expectations before you entered the technology workforce and what you're actually going through now, is working in tech more satisfying, less satisfying than you thought it was, or did you think you could never, it was, you're just having the grand time of your life?
Well, when I got to the Nationwide Apprentice Program, so before I became an apprentice, we were put through this like boot camp where there was a lot of information thrown at us and not enough time to process. So I think me and my classmates were very, very scared to go into Nationwide, but we realized that was the point. Technology is always a perpetual learning thing. You're always not going to learn. You're always going to not know something. So how do we are able to surpass that with critical thinking, problem solving? Like technology and engineers and developers, especially those who are getting in, it's not how much you know, but how much are you willing to put to figure it out?
All right. No, it's Yeah, you touch on one of my favorite sayings. It's not what you know, particularly the thing we talked about Google and the chat AI and all the other. So in this business, it's not about what you know, it's what can you do with what you know. So that was good. I don't have the question here, but before, yeah, I want to make sure I ask it. Are you thinking about being a mentor to young people? I think you have your brother. Is he younger than you?
Yes.
And you're mentoring him. I saw his picture on the TechCore website. So you thinking you're going to be about giving back now, obviously you're super young. I mean, it's not like you're retiring next year, but have you thought about that in terms of what kind of gift you can give to young people who are maybe now in middle school? Or as we started this conversation, the number that impacts me is, you know, the code.org research study from last year said, okay, 57% of high schools offer a foundational computer science class, a course rather. If you pause for a second and then look at it, it still means 43% of U.S. high schools don't offer. I don't know how I got on that soapbox, but...
No, but that's crazy because technology is everywhere. And now that Gen AI is ramping up, then AI is going to be everywhere. So they're not only backed up from like learning technology and how we're navigating even social media, but now we got this new technology that's completely changing the landscape. How do we prepare students to be ready for these changes that the world they have to go into? And that's why I think it doesn't matter your age or if I'm older or someone's younger than me. I think we all have something to learn from each other. So,
right.
So most of my relationships, even I do mentor with some I do with Priscolis. I did a mentorship program with them, and my mentee, she's older than me, but she doesn't look down on me because, oh, she's younger than me, what's she going to teach me? I'm there to be her cheerleader, to be her motivator. Maybe I don't have the most very technical skills, like someone who went through a 4-year computer science, but I do have the lived in experience. I'm already inside the industry and learning as I go. And even some of the tiniest bits that I wish I would have known at the beginning of my journey, I'm very happy to give that advice out to anybody. And my family is very important to me. So I'm always like advising and counseling my younger siblings because I want the best for them as well.
No, you're a good big sister. No. I'd like to ask you, we talked about it a couple of moments ago in terms of gender and race in the technology industry. For the time you've been in this, do you still see observable biases in the tech workplace? Or maybe the question would be, how could the tech industry become more diverse, inclusion and DEI? How can it become even a better place to work?
That is a hard question.
It is. Do you think the technology industry does a decent job in embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion?
It's still a long path we need to take because it really starts from the beginning, which is exposure. If children have exposure of every background, have exposure to these opportunities and resources, then you'll gradually see them going into them, just how I did. I had the opportunity and I was able to walk the path. But I know that in like for technology, like sectors, like I know some people are more introverted and like they don't talk much and they're more technical and logical. But I think we need technology is not this like this place for just like nerdy people. It's a place for anybody, and including all those different personalities will greatly help it because you need those middle people that are able to understand technology but as well understand the human experience because we're building technology for us and where there's so many of us. So the more perspectives we have, the better technology is going to get. And so far it's gradually changing like a lot of things in our world is, but it's not there yet. And I think the best way is like to have people give back, just how I was given the opportunity or advice. I like to do the same. And maybe I can't change the whole world, but I can change things around me. And I think some people need to adopt some of that mentality as well.
You're an amazing young woman, Marjorie. Just have one question remaining here. What have you thought about your future? What upwardly mobile in the tech industry? What it's kind of sounds some maybe like a trick. What do you want to be in 5 years? But forget the time limit. What do you aspire to do in tech?
So before, I really just like learning about it, but now I definitely want to gain more technical skill, like not only have expertise, but as well as be very, very knowledgeable about technology. I used to just go about it like passively, just learn things, but now I want to be like seriously study it, mainly for my own knowledge, because as things keep changing, it's always good to be able to be on top of that. But for me, I definitely want to kind of create like an engineering mindset. So
Sure.
be able to always change and adapt. And maybe my dream job or where I'll be, that job doesn't exist right now. And there'll be even cooler things to come up and new things that I'll love to be able to jump into. For what I want for my career is to be able to keep doing what I do now, keep learning, keep being able to see the newest technologies and how it affects people on like a higher level.
No, that's awesome in terms of you got me thinking that you've heard of the term disintermediation. And in those waves we've discussed in this podcast, one of them being the web, when that came out in 95, people, after they started to embrace it, said this is going to replace lots and lots of jobs. And other people said, no, it's going to create lots and lots of jobs. So I think as you move forward in your career nationwide or wherever you continue, you have to learn and excel and enjoy, life and your job. The technologies of generative AI and things like quantum computing. Maybe that's for another web course we can do. But I want to thank you, Marjorie Mendez, as a proud graduate of Tech Corps programs, and an even prouder, I had here technology analyst. I had to put senior in front of that. Senior Technology Analyst for Nationwide Insurance. Nationwide Insurance is certainly lucky to have you on their staff. And thank you for joining me on this episode of TechCorps Founders Focus podcast series. For TechCorps, I'm Gary Beach, founder of TechCorps. Thank you for joining us today.